U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the four-page summary that Attorney General William Barr released following a 22-month probe into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election creates more questions than it does answers. The AG's statement recapping an exhaustive investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller reports no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, but left open the question of obstruction of justice, which the AG says he will not prosecute. Durbin said during a weekend visit to Illinois State University before Barr released his summary, the Senate Judiciary Committee on which he serves should be among the first to see the entire Mueller report. He tells GLT's Eric Stock, it's still not clear how much of the report the Attorney General intends to eventually make public.
We're hoping that it's a complete report. I think all of the details and all of the evidence that's included in there should be shared with the American people.
And what is Congress prepared to do if they are balking and they are unwilling to make most or all of this public?
Well, it could be an interesting battle because the limitations on the release of this report are strictly the regulations of the Department of Justice. They are not the law of the land. So I don't think there's ever been a court contest. If we demand the complete report so the American people can see it, all of it, it'll be a case of first impression in the courts.
And of course, we don't know what's in the report. Do you feel that the special prosecutor could have pressed harder for the president to have a sit-down interview under oath rather than providing written statements?
Well, I don't know, but I'll say this. I have said from the beginning, I have confidence in Bob Mueller. I've known him for years. I met him right after the 9/11 attack on this country, and he headed up the FBI. I really respect him, and I respect the way he's handled this process. The president has been sending out a tweet tearing him apart almost every single day. He has never stooped to that level. He's done his job professionally, and I stand behind his integrity. I may not agree with every detail of his report, but I'm going to accept it as a professional work product.
And if this shows that there was no collusion with Russia, which, of course, was the whole point of this report, does this give Republicans who have been somewhat fractured over this a chance to unite and say that this is all prosecutorial overreach?
Well, perhaps they will, but let's get down to the bottom line. We know the Russians were trying to impact the outcome of that election when President Trump was elected. We know it because Illinois was the first victim. It was the Illinois voter file that the Russians first invaded. Thank goodness they didn't do any damage to it, but we know it happened. We've got proof that it happened, and it happened in states across the nation. So the Russian involvement efforts, I should say at least, in that election are well documented. In terms of the involvement of the Trump campaign, all we know at this point in the most general way is that Mueller concluded there wasn't enough evidence to convict anyone for wrongdoing. I don't know what he did find. I wish we could see the entire report so we'd know more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi essentially took impeachment off the table unless there was something overwhelming that would lead to bipartisan support for that. Did she speak too soon, perhaps?
No, I think she did. She spoke just in time in light of the Mueller release of his report. Keep in mind the mathematics of impeachment. A majority in the House of Representatives can impeach a president, but the trial for impeachment is in the Senate. It takes 67 of the 100 senators to vote for impeachment. At that point, you clearly need a strong bipartisan majority for the Constitution to be invoked in this situation. So I think Nancy Pelosi was right. We have a lot of work to do. The American people want us to roll up our sleeves and tackle issues like health care, the cost of health care, the cost of prescription drugs, what we're going to do with student loans that our children are facing in the future. There are many things. Infrastructure. Here I am at a laborers meeting here celebrating the 100th anniversary of Local 362. Their question to me is, Senator, when are we going to start rebuilding America? We got roads and bridges and things that need to be done. I think Nancy Pelosi was right to remind us those are our priorities.
That seemed to be one thing that had universal support, at least at the start of the Trump administration. How has nothing gotten done?
Well, the president promised it. He said there would be infrastructure. Then he came up with what I consider to be a non-starter. He said, well, we'll do this differently. Instead of 80% federal money and 20% local, it'll be 80% local, 20% federal. That isn't going to happen. Take a look at Illinois. You know, we're going to borrow some money for a capital bill, but it isn't nearly what we need across our state. We need a federal commitment so that you can take the part that's state and local and build on it dramatically to turn our economy forward.
That was U.S. Senator Dick Durbin with GLT's Eric Stock. Durbin says several of the presidential hopefuls have sought his support for 2020. He did not say which ones. Durbin visited ISU to help the local chapter of the Labor's International Union celebrate its 100th birthday.